I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Modern high school students are usually found surrounded by laptops, cell phones, and social media. But a team of UConn professors and graduate students are trying to get them interested in nature. Many students who participate in the program become quickly hooked. It's a muggy and overcast Thursday morning as John Vollen leads me through patches of tall milkweed and wild raspberries. We're bushwhacking our way to the Fenton River in the Yukon Forest to meet up with a group of high school students. Vollen heads the Department of Natural Resources and the Environment at UConn. We spot a beautiful bird as soon as we walk in, but technology gets in the way.
Right here is a new beaver dam that they've come in. Oh, look at
Wow.
Great blue heron. That's you. You're calling me.
Whoops.
Let me turn this
way
off.
To ruin a moment.
We can't escape disruptive technology, even though part of the reason we're here is to disrupt technology with a little nature. We push on, raising our arms to avoid stinging nettles and stopping occasionally to listen for people. We soon spot a group of three high schoolers standing waist deep in dark colored water with huge smiles on their faces.
Hey there.
They're holding a small plastic container filled with water. A 5-inch long pumpkin seed sunfish swims inside.
Well, we learned that its mouth shape is different because it really doesn't eat the same way as other fish.
And I forgot
so
what
it's
the
more
word
up there and doesn't open up at, from the bottom as much.
Yeah. And I forgot what the word is, but they can live in a river or in like a lake.
That's Amanda Hernandez from Bridgeport and Laura Nelson from Manchester. They're both high school students taking part in the Natural Resources Conservation Academy. It's an intensive one-week program where they stay at UConn Storrs campus, learning about everything from forest ecology to aquatic biology. 16-year-old Amanda Hernandez says she comes from a very urban area.
This is like something I've never seen in my life. All I ever see is sidewalks, factories, and like cars, and like this is just like amazing for me. This is like a Narnia. Like I thought this was fake. I see it in movies, and I'm just like, where is that?
And that's the idea, says UConn's John Vollen. He's been wanting to do a program like this since he was a professor in Florida when he took kids out to explore a mangrove.
And the students were really scared at that time of the little lizards that were walking around. And I remember thinking, you know, that we're actually in trouble. If the younger generation doesn't understand the environment, doesn't appreciate it, that's not going to bode well for any of us.
This is the fifth year of UConn's Conservation Academy. There are 24 teenagers in the program, and after 7 months, they'll be coming back to the campus to present a project they'll develop in their hometowns. Amanda Hernandez says she'll be making a green roof to see how well it reduces stormwater runoff. Green roofs are basically gardens on top of buildings that reduce runoff and provide insulation. Vollen says many of his students end up pursuing a field related to conservation or the environment.
And so we're getting them involved into their own community, and they can actually be part of the environmental solution process. And that's been really rewarding.
He says the program doesn't push specific environmental issues for the students to pursue. The idea is to help them find out what matters to them and their communities, and to get them excited about nature. Back at Valentine Meadow near the Fenton River, students take turns learning how to track tagged animals using radio telemetry. The machine beeps louder when the antenna is pointed in the direction of the animal. After walking around for about 10 minutes, Jalen Johnson spots something near a log.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, there you go. Look at that.
I even
That's
seen
great.
It. I just saw the transmitter.
What was that?
A turtle.
Oh my God, it's a turtle.
I didn't see it.
It's a fake turtle, but it looks pretty real. Jalen thought it was dead.
Oh, I thought it was real.
Good looking fake turtle.
Actually, when I saw it, I was excited. I thought, they have a turtle.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't that great?
Vollen says it's these moments of discovery that keep the kids hooked, even if what they find isn't exactly what they were looking for. David DeRoche, WNPR News.